Follow Monmouth Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
And as we welcome you back here to the Multipurpose Activity Center, Matt Harmon, Bob Lampinen is on for a couple minutes here. And if there is one follow that you must have to stay in touch with all things Monmouth sports, it is at Joshua underscore Newman. He is the outstanding beat reporter. That's his Twitter handle. And he joins us a couple minutes here on the Asbury Park Press halftime show. Josh, you know, a couple of storylines obviously into this game. You look at Quinnipiac and being winless in the league was a bit of a surprise. Monmouth 4-0, probably a bit of a surprise as well. But that being said, Quinnipiac, you knew they were a dangerous team coming in. And I think that first half kind of played out as most probably would have predicted.
Yeah. Quinnipiac, despite being 0-4, you know, they're well coached. They have very good personnel. They have older personnel, guys that, you know, have been through some battles. They, you know, they had a 20-win season last year, and as you just said, I think it's kind of gone as expected. It's a bit of a rock fight. You know, there was some good offense early, but that kind of turned into some better some better defense once the game kind of got rolling. I think the key stat here early is Monmouth is leading on the boards right now, 18-14. Quinnipiac only has 2 second chance points, 3 offensive rebounds, and that's significant because Quinnipiac is one of, if not the best rebounding teams, not only in the MAC, but in the entire country.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about that, if you had said Monmouth going to be +4 in the rebounding edge at the first half, you would say that they probably should have a lead because that's how Quinnipiac gets so many of their points.
Yeah, they live on offensive rebounds. I believe they average about 17 a game. They average 46 rebounds total per game. Their rebounding margin is something like +14. You know, those are big, gaudy numbers, and those numbers really don't support the fact that they're 0-4, which is why I think a lot of us are surprised that they are 0-4 in the MAC because they are such a good rebounding team. But, you know, everything that Monmouth has done, you know, they played very well, and, you know, they earned this lead that they have right now at the half.
You know, a couple things offensively for Monmouth. Justin Robinson continuing to just show really supreme confidence, I think. 4 of 6, and, you know, when he is on, and I feel like tonight's one of those nights he is on, he can really dominate a game despite being usually the smallest guy on the floor.
Yeah, there's no doubt. He's had such a good season, and he had a very productive offseason coming off a foot problem. He's arguably been Monmouth's best player, and it feels like anytime Robinson, you know, is out here and playing well and playing with confidence, Monmouth is going to win a game. You have that belief that when Robinson is playing well, that Monmouth is going to win. Now, you know, Brees Kofani, you know, he had a nice first half, but it would help to get Deion Jones going. He's only 1 for 5 shooting. If they can get Andrew Nicholas going, he's only 1 for 3 shooting. Robinson, you know, if recent history is any indication, Robinson is not going to be the guy who's going to win the game by himself, so he's going to need some help here.
Let's talk about Kofani a little bit. You know, I made the remark that he seems to be becoming more and more confident in his role offensively. I don't think anybody knew quite what to expect of him coming into the year, and probably early on it was he was doing what most people said. You know, he's a rim protector, interior presence, block some shots, get some rebounds. But I feel like his touch, you know, he had the one bad shot in that first half. But other than that, his touch really seems to be getting much better. He's developing a pretty solid mid-range jumper.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. He's actually worked very hard on that. You know, they trust him. If he wants to step out to 10, 12 feet, you know, take an entry pass, face up, decide what he wants to do. And if he's going to shoot it from 10 or 12 feet, they're going to live with that. And as you said, rim protector, you know, he's gotten better as an offensive rebounder. I think all told throughout this season, what they've gotten out of Kofani is far more than what a lot of people thought they would get out of Kofani, and he's still improving. He's got a higher ceiling than what he's showing now, so he's been playing just fine.
You know, this is a confident basketball team right now, getting those 2 wins over Canisius and Niagara on the Western New York swing. I think that came at such an important time because it was the one stinker against St. Francis Brooklyn, the heartbreaker against Rutgers, and I think this team maybe figured a lot about themselves over the course of that 2-game stretch in the Buffalo area. You know, even if you come back with one of those games, I think there's a sense of disappointment because you don't want to be in the midst of losing 3 of 4. You win those 2 games, and they are still the only undefeated team in league play.
And it's crazy. It's still crazy when you say that out loud that Monmouth picked to finish 6th in the preseason poll is the only undefeated team in the MAC right now, but that's what it is. You know, they earned it. They won a tough, physical road game at Marist. They've beaten Iona, which no other MAC team has done yet. You know, going up to Western New York, getting both those games, that's a rare feat. Not many teams, in the last 5-6 years have gone up to Western New York and gotten both of those. So they're playing well. The little bit of practice that I saw this week, there seems to be more of an air of confidence, and they believe that, especially within the conference, that they can play with anybody.
Josh Newman giving us some time here at the half. Monmouth up 29-27. Josh, final one. This game was, we talked about Monmouth and being confident and, playing Quinnipiac pretty well and negating much of their edge in the rebounding department. This is still a 2-point game, and certainly with 20 more minutes left, this would be I think fair to say, a pretty big disappointment if Monmouth can't figure out a way to get this win here at home tonight.
Yeah, the first 20 minutes they did. They came with a plan to deal with Usman Drame and to deal with a very high-end rebounding team, and they executed for 20 minutes. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep working on the boards. Keep dealing with Drame. Deal with Zaid Hurst. Do what you did for another 20 minutes. And no matter what you're doing on offense, you should be there at the end. You should at least have an opportunity to take this game and move to 5-0.
I thought of one other one as you're talking about that. It's obvious that Tom Moore is just trying to find any combination that works, because the starting lineup was completely different than what we would have anticipated coming in. No Evan Conte, no Drame, and it seems like this team is just trying to grab for straws and put their season back together.
It's interesting. Tom Moore, publicly after the last couple of losses, he kind of called out Usman Drame. He called out his effort and his drive and his desire. He didn't start Tuesday night at Iona, so, that wasn't really a huge surprise that Drame didn't start. But the fact that Evan Conte did not start and Kasim Chandler did not start, that came as a bit of a surprise. Tom Moore, high major pedigree, he doesn't really mess around. He's sending a message to a team that has really, honestly, underachieved so far here in the MAC.
Yeah, this was a team that had won three straight, winding up the 2014 calendar year with wins over Lehigh, Oregon State, and Maine before dropping decisions to St. Peter's at Iona as well. Josh, always good to spend a couple minutes with you here at these home games. Appreciate the time and the knowledge. As always, again, it's at Joshua_Newman, the best source for information covering the Monmouth beat. Read his stuff tonight at app.com tomorrow. Now go out and spend a little money and grab that old-fashioned thing called the newspaper, right?
I appreciate the kind words.
All right, that's Josh Newman. We'll step out here, take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, Bob Lampin will rejoin me at the table, and we'll break down this game, look at the stats of this one. Hawks up by two, 29-27. We're back in 2 minutes on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Getting set to wrap up our Asbury Park Press halftime show. Matt Harmon rejoined here at the table by Bob Lampinen. 29-27, Hawks lead this one, being paced by 11 points. Justin Robinson, 6 points for Brees Kofani, 4 points for Zach Tillman, 2 apiece for Colin Stewart, Chris Brady, Andrew Nicholas, and for Deion Jones. On the Quinnipiac side of the ledger, Zaid Hurst. He has 7 to lead all Bobcat scorers. Harris with 4. Drame with 6 off the bench. 3 points for Conte, 3 for Daniels, 2 points for Ford, and 2 points for Chandler as well. Monmouth on the game so far, 13 of 28 for 46%. Quinnipiac 10 of 26 for 38%. Bob, let's talk about that. 38% from the floor for Quinnipiac, 20% from the outside. Monmouth defensively has really done a pretty good job in this game.
And that's what they've been working on in practice. As I mentioned, I was there yesterday, and they really were working hard defensively. They've been active. They've switched up man-to-man into that zone. They've filled the gaps. They've done their best they can to block out and actually did an outstanding job on the backboard against the nation's leading rebounding team.
Teams playing tonight without Josh James, who sits out for the second consecutive game with a toe injury. That's put Max DeLeo into the starting lineup, one of the team captains. DeLeo, no points, but I think his big trick for tonight, rebound the basketball as an off guard, which he has. He's got 5 to lead the team and play pretty good defense against Zaid Hurst, who comes in averaging just under 20 per game, 7 at the half. So job well done so far by DeLeo.
Well, that's what he's out there for. When he scores, that's a bonus. But DeLeo just so active, plays with a huge heart. Last year, team MVP, strictly based on the fact that when he went out there, he leaves lots of skin on the floor. teams, players kind of get inspired. They pick up his defensive intensity. And to lead all guys for Monmouth in that half with five rebounds, quite an accomplishment. And he did it with defense. He does it with hustle and heart.
You know, if you've seen him play over the course of the last now three-plus seasons, he's kind of the guy that every team needs, right?
Right.
I mean, he's not concerned with numbers. Certainly this year, I think he's stepped back a little bit offensively. There's been some other options and some other players emerge from Monmouth, but it hasn't detracted from what he brings, which is what you just said, Bob. Hustle, effort, and just grit and determination.
Points mean nothing to DeLeo. He just goes out there. He wants to play. Colin Stewart has stepped up, starting to shoot the basketball better. So other guys are scoring. He doesn't necessarily have to score, but his job is to go out there and energize his team.
Interested to see how Quinnipiac starts this second half. It was Usman Drame to not start for the second consecutive game. That was a late change that we had gotten just before tip-off, or just after tip-off, really. And Drame will start on the bench here again to begin this second half for Quinnipiac. They'll come out with Hurst, Hutton, Daniels, Harris, and Ford. Kafani, DeLeo, Jones, Robinson, and Zach Tillman, the five on the floor for Monmouth. We're back up and running here. Quinnipiac basketball trailing 29-27. Monmouth up by two.